So how's it going from your perspective, the way the staff has been, realigned?
That's a good question, Gary. The staff realignment, obviously, with losing our offensive coordinator, it's always been a collaborative effort on Sean McVay's coaching staff in general. And then when you talk about the offensive coaching staff, he does a great job of involving everyone in the game plan. Although he is the master of the game plan, he gets everybody involved, and it's been a smooth transition. Well, obviously, as the offensive line coach, you're the schematics of the running schemes, the blocking techniques, what the running back should be looking for is usually on that person, not always. So I've always been heavily involved in running game and pass protection, not only techniques, but schemes. So it's kind of a natural role. Yeah, it's another great question, because John Sullivan is the captain of the offensive line, per se, meaning what he says goes. He's the coach on the field, although Andrew Whitworth has a lot of veteran ideas and understands defenses and does a great job communicating with him. John Sullivan really directs the offense as an offensive line approach. To all the blocking schemes as we play the games.
How much does continuity, just having that whole group back again, help, in terms of progress?
Anytime you can get five guys back throughout the year, we were very fortunate last year that they stayed healthy, and that's a tribute to the building, to the people that with Reggie and Ted in the training room and in the weight room, of keeping those guys available for practice and available for games. And that was a huge part of our success last year, not only schemes or plays, but having those guys ready for games and the way they approached it physically and mentally made a big difference.
How rare is that, just going back in your career, to have an offensive line stay healthy, all five guys, the whole season?
Well, I will say this. Most of the times the offensive line was healthy, we won a lot of games. And this was, as well, the same thing.
Darren, how much progress have you seen from your younger guys on the line?
Good question. Right now, everything we do is schematics, technique, and you don't have the physical nature of the plays and the games and the physical padded practices. So as you see it now, they're doing a great job of learning, understanding why things are happening, really trying to master those techniques. But as far as an evaluation period, you can't evaluate the offensive line until after training camp, during training camp, and during the preseason games, when it really starts happening fast. Yeah, we had a clear vision on what we were trying to get, and it didn't matter if it was first round or seventh round or free agent. We wanted smart, number one, smart football players who could react and respond to defensive players. And what we got were those three guys. Yeah, absolutely. I think any human needs confidence first. Can they do it correctly on air? Can they do it correctly on a bag? Someone holding a shield? Can they do it correctly on a backup player that isn't really ready to play? But then ultimately, the test is, can you block the guys you're going to have to block in games? And when it's all said and done, it's Aaron Donald. It's Sue. It's those type of players that. That we have to block. So I think that's the measuring stick, and I think we will get a lot of opportunity during training camp of going ones on twos and then ones on ones. So it'll give everybody that opportunity. We really, with any of the backups, we feel like if you can move them around, play multiple positions, give them an opportunity to see the field as fast as possible, find out who can be multiple, because most of the time you only dress seven offensive linemen on game day. So that backup has to be a backup center guard, a backup tackle guard. So they have to play a lot of spots until they're the full-time starter. So we'll give them that opportunity.
Yeah.